Tech Talk with Jeff Quatramani.
Good afternoon, Jeff Quatramani. How are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
I'm okay. Hope you're staying dry.
Doing our best. It's a little bit wet in the paddocks.
I'll bet it is. Let's get stuck into it. You say that many are uncomfortable with the virtual reality glasses. So one company is coming up with a prototype for contact lenses. What?
This is pretty incredible. And it's not just a prototype, it's a working prototype as well, meaning that you could actually be wearing these contact lenses, which are battery powered. And while you're walking down the street, for example, you may actually see your phone notifications appear in your field of vision. So you'll actually see text overlay or images overlaying in your vision and actually almost having an extension of your smartphone or smartwatch actually on your eye.
But aren't we continually told that we look at our devices and we spend too much time looking at the screens of our devices and on our devices already? Why would we want this in our eyes all the time?
I mean, that's a great question. Why would you stick a screen to your eyeball? But maybe if you just saw the notification on in your field of view, you actually wouldn't look at your phone, and maybe what would be worse for you? I don't know.
Oh, come on. You see a notification? It's like, I've got to look at the phone. I've got to look at the phone. Quick. Yeah, come on. That's what it's like, isn't it? You get that notification on the watch or you see it, for God's sake, on a contact lens. You've got to go to the phone and what's it all about?
I know. I mean, look, if this is the world we're going to be in, you can imagine people standing still in the street just staring because they're actually going through their notifications. It would look very odd.
Technology advancements are fantastic, but sometimes I think they just go a little too far.
Yep, they do.
Happy chickens make better eggs, so they say, but artificial intelligence is here to listen to clucks and what's it, clucks and bucks?
What? I would say so. I mean, for me, a chicken makes clucks and buck-bucks, in terms of sound. But here's the latest thing in artificial intelligence. They're using it to listen to the sounds that these chickens do make to understand whether the chickens are happy or whether they're miserable in the conditions that they're in. And obviously, we know that a happy chicken lays more eggs. And this is coming out of the University of Hong Kong, where they have studied thousands of chicken calls to try and gauge their level of distress.
This is the Loopy Loo segment today.
It is a little bit that way. We've certainly led into it that way anyway.
My goodness. Oh, look, it does make sense, though. You know, a happy chicken lays a good egg, lays more That's eggs, true. I suppose.
That's true. I would just hope you know already that your chicken is missing food or water or is too cramped or it's too hot. You should know this.
And wouldn't you think that a happy chicken is happy because of the environment that they're in, or they're unhappy because of the bad environment they're in?
And it's usually just that those key factors, right? It's not your chickens asking for access to Netflix or the internet. They don't know about these things.
Oh, that's to come. Yeah. Chicken Netflix. The FBI is warning that deep fake technology is being used to apply for remote working jobs, leading to businesses hiring fake employees.
This is happening because, unfortunately or fortunately, there's a lot of positions now available for entirely remote working positions where you never need to come to the office. We're just going to give you the job and you can work from home. But if your job interview process requires you to never meet in person, how do you know that the person you're interviewing is a real person? Mm-hmm. With the technology we have today, you can appear to be a real person in a Skype call, but it's actually all being run through AI and machine learning, where you hear the question and there's an automated response. Unfortunately, it seems like in America, those doing the interviews aren't realizing that it's a fake person talking to them and have given jobs to non-real employees.
Non-real employees.
That probably isn't the right use of English either, but I've gone with it.
So does the non-real employee, I'll go with it too, does the non-real employee actually ever do anything?
No, and this is the brilliance of the scam, is that effectively they just start collecting maybe 1 or 2 weeks' worth of wages before the employer actually realizes this person's not real, is not doing the work and isn't actually performing, and that's where they get uncovered. But it is a scam where even if they collect 1 week's worth of wages, it costs them nothing to get there, like the SMS scams we get at the moment. They'll just continually do this, like a couple of dollars along the way, it works out.
It all adds up, doesn't it?
Yep.
Couple of dollars here, couple of dollars there. If you run a business through Instagram, the risk of being hacked is, well, constantly with us these days. There is now insurance for your Instagram. What's this all about?
Look, and I mean, it may start with just influencers who have a large following and they make money from posting an ad for somebody or something like that. But there are genuine businesses who rely on Facebook and Instagram to connect with their customers. If you've been hacked, you could lose all of that following immediately, and rebuilding that is hard. So now there is an insurance company called Notch that will charge you $8 a month for the insurance. If you do get hacked, you will get a payment every day until your account is restored back to you. And I mean, I didn't ever think we needed Instagram insurance, but it's now a thing. If you need it, you can get it.
Wow. Is it a big payment? A daily payment?
It's a daily payout of $244 per day.
Right.
While you can't get into your account. Whether that's good compensation or not depends on your situation. Yeah. But I mean, isn't it just crazy that you'd actually pay $8 a month to make sure that if something happened, you've got someone to help you?
Yeah, I'm just astounded at the number of people that run all of their marketing these days through Instagram. It just is the thing, isn't it?
And it's also a scary thing to do. It really is putting all your eggs in one basket. Not having a website to go with it and things like that means that if you do get hacked, that's it. You're gone. And that's crazy.
Just quickly, I've got about 45 seconds. The latest display from Amazon, you've been testing it at home. Good, bad or indifferent?
Look, I quite like it. It's a 15-inch smart display, so it's big enough to sort of live in the kitchen, be your hub of the home, your right. shopping list, your upcoming appointments, the weather, or even just watching something on there. It's a pretty handy device, but it is around the $330 mark. So, you know, shop wisely on that one.
So what you're saying is that's expensive for something like that?
Look, it could be, yeah. I mean, I think it's a little bit overpriced, but I really do like it at the moment. So maybe eventually I'll fall in love with it.
Okay. As always, love catching up with you and talking tech. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Jeff.
Pleasure.
See you, mate.